today on Real Radio.
You have been given life by God Almighty. I don't care if you're a believer or not. It doesn't even matter today. It doesn't even matter right now. Your life has been given to you by the hand of Almighty God, though you may not even believe in Him. And your life is God's plan.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called My Life, God's Plan, continues a series called The Book of Acts. The Book of Acts records the powerful ministry of the first century apostles. A lot of years have gone by since Paul first began his missionary journeys. And you know, Paul was truly committed to spreading the gospel to the Gentile world. But now, Paul is ready for the end of his mission. In the message called Compromise or Just Being Wise from Acts chapter 21, verses 15 through 26, we learned that Paul has arrived in Jerusalem to discover that many of the Jewish believers there were still bound by religious law, legalism, and a works-based faith. So, Paul used his freedom in Christ to become a servant, that he might win them over to a faith-based relationship with Christ that's filled with grace. Many thought he was compromising his position, but Paul considered it a wise decision to show God's passion towards them. Now, continuing in chapter 21 at verse 27, we find Paul suddenly dealing with a life-and-death struggle as he's being attacked by a mob in the temple. Today, Pastor Jack tells us that Paul gets the chance to give an account of his life since that time he met Christ on the road to Damascus. But as he was giving a defense for his mission there, the people interrupted him. And just before he was to be beaten, Paul tells the guards that he is a Roman citizen. Sharing Jesus with enthusiasm got Paul in a lot of trouble, but God protected him even from his own people. And now, in his lesson called My Life, God's Plan, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Well, if you grab your Bibles this morning and open them to Acts chapter 21, we are going to accomplish, we hope, by God's mercy, something that we've never done before. There's no other way to break this thing up. It is a lengthy portion of Scripture, and we're going to attempt to go from Acts 21, verse 27, where we left off last time, to the end of chapter 22. There's no way to break it up. Can't do anything about that. Why don't we read it and get the gist of it underneath our hearts, and then we'll get in and look at it. Acts 21, beginning at verse 27. And when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews from Asia, seeing him, that is Paul, in the temple, stirred up the whole crowd and laid hands on them, crying out, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man who teaches all men everywhere against the people, the law, and this place. And furthermore, he has brought Greeks into the temple and has defiled this holy place. For they had previously seen Trophimus, the Ephesian, with him in the city, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. And all the city was disturbed, and the people ran together and seized Paul and dragged him out of the temple immediately. The doors were shut. Now, as they were seeking to kill him, news came to the commander of the garrison that all Jerusalem was in an uproar. And immediately he took soldiers and centurions and ran down to them. And when they saw the commander and the soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. Then the commander came near and took him and commanded him to be bound with two chains. And he asked who he was and what had been done. And some among the multitude cried one thing and some another. And when they could not ascertain the truth because of the tumult, he commanded him to be taken into the barracks. And when he had reached the stairs, he had to be carried by the soldiers because of the violence of the mob. For the multitude of the people followed after him, crying out, "Away with him!" And as Paul was about to be led into the barracks, he said to the commander, "May I speak to you?" He replied, "Can you speak Greek? Are you not the Egyptian who some time ago raised an insurrection and led about 4,000 assassins out into the wilderness?" But Paul said, "I am a Jew from Tarsus of Cilicia, a citizen of no mean or insignificant city, and I implore you, permit me to speak to the people." So when he had given him permission, Paul stood on the stairs and motioned with his hands. You could tell he was born in Italy. He motions with his hands to the people, and when there was a great silence, he spoke to them in the Hebrew language, saying, Men and brethren, fathers, hear my defense before you now. And when they heard that he spoke to them in the Hebrew language, they kept all the more silent. Then he said, I am indeed a Jew born in Tarshish of Cilicia, but grew up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, taught according to the strictness of our fathers, the law, and was zealous toward God as you are all today. I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women, as also the high priest bears me witness and all the council of the elders, from whom I also received letters to the brethren and went to Damascus to bring in chains even those who were there in Jerusalem to be punished. Now it happened as I journeyed and came near Damascus, at about noon, suddenly a great light from heaven shone around me. And I fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? So I answered, Who are you, Lord? And he said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. And those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid, but they did not hear, or they did not understand literally, the voice of him who spoke to me. So I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, Arise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all things which are appointed for you to do. And since I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of those who were with me, I came to Damascus. Then one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good testimony with the Jews who dwelt there, came to me, and he stood and said to me, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that same hour I looked up at him. Then he said, The God of our fathers has chosen that you should know his will and see the just one and hear the voice of his mouth. For you will be his witness to all men and what you have seen and heard. And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Then it happened when I returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple, that I was in a trance, and I saw him saying to me, Make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me. So I said, Lord, they know that in every synagogue I imprisoned and beat those who believe on you. And when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I also, standing by, consented to his death and guarded the clothes of those who were killing him. Then he said to me, Depart, for I will send you far from here to the Gentiles. And they listened to him until this word. And then they raised their voices and said, Away with such a fellow from the earth, for he is not fit to live. Then as they cried out and tore off their clothes and threw dust into the air, the commander ordered him to be brought into the barracks and said that they should examine under that he should be examined under scourging, so that he might know why they shouted so against him. And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said to the centurion who stood by, Is it lawful for you to scourge a man who is a Roman, uncondemned? Then the centurion heard that, and he went and told the commander, saying, Take care what you do, for this man is a Roman. Then the commander came and said, Tell me, are you a Roman? He said, Yes. And the commander answered and said, With a large sum of money, I've obtained my citizenship. And Paul said, I was freeborn. Then immediately those who were about to examine him withdrew from him. And the commander was also afraid after they found out that he was a Roman and because he had been bound. The title of the message this morning is My Life, God's Plan. Hey, the title of the message can be Your Life, God's Plan. You have been given life by God Almighty. I don't care if you're a believer or not. It doesn't even matter today. It doesn't even matter right now. Your life has been given to you by the hand of Almighty God, though you may not even believe in Him. And your life is God's plan. Well, Jack, my world is falling apart. Everything seems to be caving in. Your life is God's plan. I just got laid off Friday. Your life's God's plan. God is working something out in your life. You can look around at all the circumstances and trust in them. Good luck. I've tried. Or you can trust in the hand of the Almighty God. And if you don't know Jesus this morning, you need to come to Him and find out what the rest of the plan is for your life. Recent archaeological digs in the city of Pompeii, that great city and region of yesteryear when the volcano and earthquakes were taking place and erupting, they have unearthed in archaeological digs people who were fleeing for their lives and were covered in the volcanic ash. And they have found people literally in motion, people on the ground crawling to get away with the claw marks of their hands still kept in the earth from the incredible eruption. And they found recently a Roman centurion guard in Pompeii at the gate that he was to be guarding. And he was standing there and he had his sword in his hand. And when they unearthed this guy, he was still standing up, guarding this post for thousands of years. Isn't that amazing? The volcanic blast put him against the wall and then petrified him standing there. Still guarding his post after thousands of years. Paul the Apostle is still guarding the post, so to speak, concerning the gospel. And since the very day that he was saved, he had a heart to bring his Jewish brothers and sisters to faith in Jesus Christ. But Jesus had told him earlier, Paul, the Jews are not going to believe your testimony. You kind of got off on a sour foot. You went around killing Jews who believed in me. So Paul, I tell you what, I'm going to send you to the Gentiles, okay? And he has spent 20, 21 years ministering to the Gentiles. And he now wants to come back to Jerusalem and present the gospel to the Jews, his people. Paul is about 63 years of age at this point in time. He's not far from his death. He's got a burden to share the news with his kinsmen. He had a passion and a faithfulness. He had an enthusiasm. You know, passion and faithfulness is great. I was watching the Duck game last night. And, you know, there's people there that are serious about hockey. You know, I went to the Duck game just so I could get a duck call and blow that thing. I was having a hot dog of a time. I'm shooting this thing off and, you know, the Kings made a score and I'm blowing the horn and, you know, I almost got thrown out. Because people have a passion and they have a faithfulness to anything or everything. But let me tell you right now, unless your passion and faithfulness is towards Jesus Christ, you're going to kind of poop out after a while. You're going to kind of get burned out. The ducks will let you down. They'll fly the coop. I tell you, I was totally in love with the LA Rams growing up as a kid. And Roman Gabriel. Does anybody remember a guy by the name of Roman Gabriel? Yeah, well. My heart as a little kid, I'd be sitting there with my cookies and ice cream watching the Rams get down to the five. And all of you who raised your hands, what would happen? They would throw a pass on the three-yard line. You know, that's smart. And get intercepted, and the guy would run back. You know, Dallas would take it all the way back to the end zone. Or there would be a fumble between the snap and the quarterback. And my heart was broken as a kid. And I had passion, and I had faithfulness. And I also got up and threw my Rams helmet in the trash can and bought a Green Bay Packer helmet after that. Enthusiasm. We talk about that word a lot. Paul had enthusiasm. It's going to get him in a lot of trouble, but the trouble that he's in, God is protecting him through. You ever been there? Having enthusiasm, sharing Jesus about his love and his affection and his care for somebody, and then for it to only turn on you? I've had that happen. But Paul's going to be in this city with great enthusiasm. The word enthusiasm is fantastic. I love this word. I look for opportunities to insert it into a message. Enthusiasm. E-N, enthusiasm, E-N is Greek for I-N, inside. N, E-N Greek is inside, I-N for us, inside. Theos or thusa is God. Thus, theos, theology, God. In God, asm. Enthusiasm is God inside you, and it produces a reaction. That's what the word enthusiasm means. So quite literally, only you and I are qualified to truly have enthusiasm. Because God's in us. How do we know? It changed our lives. We once used to shout up and down and have fun at events and things, and we might still do, But now we have true passion and faithfulness because we have true evangelism through the, listen, enthusiasm that we have. We can share Christ under His power. And that's a good thing. Paul's doing that. So real quickly, we're going to run through the portions of Acts 21, starting at verse 27, because it's preparatory to chapter 22. Beginning at verse 27, it says, "And when 7 days were almost ended, the Jews from Asia, seeing him," that is Paul, "in the temple, stirred up the whole crowd and laid hands on him." They're not going to pray for him. They're going to choke him. "Crying out, 'Men of Israel, help! This is the man who teaches all men everywhere. Oh, I wish to God that we could be guilty.'" Somebody grab that guy. How come? He's guilty of teaching all men everywhere. There's that family. They live over there. They're guilty. Of what? Teaching all people everywhere about the love of Jesus, about forgiveness in Christ. Seize that guy. "They cried out." The word in the Greek is a great word. They cried out, "Oh, men of Israel, help us." The word means to croak like a frog. Help. Help. Help, help. 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 Everybody in the whole area. Help. The whole city starts going into an uproar. Now, this is Paul. He has been seeing great evangelistic ministries. He comes to his home. He loves Jerusalem, the people. Oh, boy, can't wait to share the gospel. Remember last week they told him, James says, "You better watch it. They're going to find out you're in town. There are even those who believe but are very fond of the law. You better watch it." So Paul just goes in to complete the vow. He doesn't even get the opportunity to go through the rest of the offering. And some of these guys suppose that he had brought a Gentile into the area, defiling the temple area. Trophimus, an Ephesian. Now, Trophimus didn't go in. They assumed, they supposed that he was there. Hey, outside, they have found this sign, by the way, and it's in the archaeological museum in Jerusalem. They've got a sign there, and it says that anybody bringing a Gentile into this area will be killed on sight. They'll be destroyed. Paul knew that. He didn't bring Trophimus in there. I think they were just looking for a reason to kill this guy. They couldn't stand him. They're thinking about the past. Christian killer, Christian beater. And Paul, because the Christians were not willing to accept him all the way, he was really between a hard place and a rock because the Jews couldn't stand him because he was talking about grace. The Christians were afraid to death of him because he had killed a lot of Christians before he'd come to Jesus. Paul was giving them the message that Christ had given him. And what was that message? Jot it down in your notes. You know it well, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 8. The gospel. What is the gospel? Listen, when we share Jesus, we better get to the point. And this is the point. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says, "I declare to you the gospel which I received, which also you received, when in which you stand, by which also you're saved. And if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you've believed in vain, I delivered to you, first of all, that which I have also received, that Christ Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures." Isn't that great? The Bible. You can pick your favorite religious history or favorite religious person in history, and none of them can boast that they came in accordance with any prophetic writings ever except Jesus Christ. Jesus came and died for our sins according to the Scripture, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15. And, verse 4, that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He was seen by Cephas, that is Peter, and by the 12. After that, He was seen by over 500 people at one time, of whom the greater part of them are still present today, but some have died. After that, He was seen by James, and then by all the apostles. Then, lastly, of all, who was seen by me, also as one who is born out of due time. Paul saw the risen Savior, Jesus Christ, on that road to Damascus. He was giving them the message that Jesus had given them to pass on. Martin Luther King stood up long ago and said, "I have a dream." Well, Paul the Apostle stands in Jerusalem and says, "I have grief. I want to share this news," and they're not going to listen. In Romans 9:2, the Bible says, "I have a great sorrow," Paul said, continuing In my heart, it is grief, for I could wish that I myself were cut off from Christ for my brethren's sake, the Jews. What a passion this guy has. But look what it says. It says here that he spoke against the people. It's not exactly true. He spoke against the law, verse 28, and he spoke against this place. That's not true. He was simply teaching and preaching the truth. He didn't speak against the Jews. He said, being a Jew is not necessarily going to save you. Your heritage, your background, listen, your family tree, your roots have nothing to do with eternal life. Some of us are very glad about that. He says that he spoke against the law. Your religious duties don't have anything to do with your position with God. But Jack, I gave $1 million. Big deal. What does that do? That doesn't do nothing. Gives you a great tax write-off. And the earthly side, if you know Jesus Christ, it's a beautiful gift to offer unto him in dedication. But it doesn't do anything about your salvation, people. They said he spoke against this place. Listen, I've been in churches. I've been to places where they literally, and I've asked them, what do you worship? We worship this building. And they said it with pride, this building. And I asked them in Moscow, I said, what happens if the building falls down? We don't rest day and night, we build it again. Worship the building. Paul wasn't coming against the place. He was simply saying, you can't get saved because you're in this place.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called My Life, God's Plan. Thanks for listening. And what can we learn from Paul's situation? God's plan is faithful, but it's not always easy. My Life, God's Plan is part of Pastor Jack's series called The Book of Acts, a series that brings to light the ministry of the first century church through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. You know, January is right around the corner, and we have a one-year Bible available just for you that we think you're really going to like. It's simply called The One-Year Bible, and it helps you read through the entire Bible in 1 year in about 15 minutes a day. That's pretty good. Now, The One-Year Bible is unique in that no other Through the Bible plan presents the entire Bible in such a user-friendly format. Each 15-minute daily reading program includes a portion from the Old Testament, a portion from the New Testament, a psalm, and a proverb. Now think about this. It's perfect to include in your personal devotion time or for family Bible reading with children of all ages. And with Christmas coming, wouldn't it make a great gift for a friend or a loved one or maybe even a coworker? One more time, it's called The One-Year Bible, and it's available for purchase right there at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. You know, a lot of us today, including Christians, struggle with depression and even thoughts of suicide. The holiday season can be especially tough for those of us who are already struggling with depression. The question is, how do we deal with this huge issue in today's culture? And is there a biblical answer for when we allow our emotions to shape our view of life? The Apostle Paul, King David, and even Moses had extreme thoughts of depression. We at times can spiral out of control with emotions that lead us down a very dark path of despair. That's why Pastor Jack talks about it in one of his programs. When you go to his website at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, simply click on the Home or Watch tab. Once there, you'll find Pastor Jack bringing a message of hope for all of us who struggle with our emotions. The program is called Dealing with Depression and Thoughts of Suicide. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. God deeply cares for us and is involved in all the details of our lives, including depression. His desire is to restore all of us and to lift us up by giving us a new hope for the future. Again, the program is called Dealing with Depression and Thoughts of Suicide, and you can find it on Pastor Jack's website at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. You can also find it on Pastor Jack's YouTube channel called Real Life with Jack Hibbs. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.